So I'm into the last 10 minutes of Umar Johnson. I don't like to pinpoint a whole group of people and talk about a whole group of people, but I hear he's from Cuba. I have Cubans in my family, so I know him pretty well. They're all pretty much of the same mindset. There are some who are like in any other group of people who are not like the norm. And I've been seeing a lot of people tweet about him, and I've listened to some of the stuff he said. I don't hold him in high regard because the things he says, he just repeats the same shit that people already know. And he says things that are important for black people to talk about, important for people to know, important for people to... Not important for people to know, because the stuff he talks about, people already know this shit. But important for people to hear. Black people need to hear that somebody understands what we've been through and what we're still going through. Some black people really need to hear that. And when we hear somebody with dark skin that says things that are important to our community, some of us really like to support these people. And I see more support for Umar than I see for the new black media. And I think that's wrong. Because the new black media is foundational black Americans. And they do everything within their power to get things out there in the community that mainstream media does not report on. Umar Johnson is a man who believes what he's doing is right by black people. You have to ask him what his definition of a black person is. What I'm not understanding is that we are quick to get into groups and have the mob mentality and exercise the right to call a person a tether or a coon. But this person here, Dr. Umar Johnson, has said a lot of things, but I think he's tapped into the emotional single woman, which is very powerful in the black community right now. Single black women hold a lot of power. And I'm going to call y'all out because this right here is unacceptable. If this man is not FBA, we should not be supporting him. I know a lot of women are upset with Jason Black, the Black Authority, because he talks about black women, how they're going to be broke, how being overweight, you know, you shouldn't be overweight and all this kind of stuff. And he talks to us and he's real with us and we can't handle that. A lot of us can't handle that. And I did a Twitter space early in the morning. Because I woke up and it was just on my mind. It was fat women, skinny women. Go and listen to that. A lot of times when men are talking about things like that, it's usually men that I'm not attracted to anyway. So I'm not going to listen to what they say. And I'm not going to take to heart what they say. But I know that as black men, they have a right to express themselves. Because they have always been shut down. And they're not allowed to say shit and have a fucking opinion on nothing. So even though some people may feel some kind of way about what Jason Black has to say, you know, give him some room to breathe because he's frustrated. And I heard on his show that he said that he was single And so it's hard for him as a black man to really express himself articulately where it's not hurting people's feelings, because this system won't allow him to do that. The way that he talks and the way that he says certain things, I would hope that the right woman would come along and listen to that and not be offended by it and not sway away from him because he says such things that just are not nice. I'm hoping that she overlooks that and says, you know what, that's just how he's feeling and he's expressing himself. Because really, this day and time, black women and black men really need to gather together more than ever. And we really need to stop entertaining people and pulling people into our community that are not healthy for us. Dr. Umar Johnson has found a way in, and the way in was through black women who are single mothers, who are single, who can't, who have not found a man yet, and they look at Umar. I'm not attracted to him, and there's this herpes that pulls up on his lip every so often. And so I don't, when I hear him talk or when I see him, I'm not impressed by him at all, because I know who he is and I know what he is and I know the history of the Cuban people. They are survivors. They will do what they need to do to survive. That's the best part of a Cuban. But as far as them and their community, Cubans stick together. He is not leaving his people to give us here in the United States, foundational black Americans, a better life. He's not going to do that. He's going to make you think that he's doing that. He's going to halfway believe that he's doing that. But he is not doing that. This man wants to create a space for his people, which are the Cuban people. He's not going to give up on that. And he's not going to tell you that's what he's doing. Because he believes in his head, he really believes in his head that he's doing something beneficial for poor black foundational Americans. He really thinks he's doing something for us. But it's from a point of sympathy, not admiration, and seeing that we built this country from nothing, but from a perspective of, damn, you niggas ain't got shit. You ain't doing shit. Ain't nobody trying to do shit for you here. Let me do this for you. That's his mentality. Okay, so when he talks about different black men, our situation, what black people, he's not coming from the space, the headspace that the men in the new black media are coming from. He's coming from a totally different perspective. What a lot of people don't get as foundational black Americans, because a lot of us have not traveled, a lot of us don't study different ethnicities and cultures and the way people live. A lot of us don't. So this is what I'm going to say to you. Please understand that Dr. Umar Johnson means well, but he doesn't mean well from the perspective of what our foundational black men are trying to do out here. Do not mix the two. Please understand me when I tell you that. Do not fuck yourself and support a man who is in the end going to make sure that his people are provided for. Now, I'm not saying that Dr. Umar is being insulting and that he's in our face talking shit and we're not recognizing it. What I'm telling you from personal life experience and what I know for sure is that this man is here in the United States doing all that he is doing to make sure that his people have a place. We can support him. We can give him money towards his school. We can let our children go to his school. But I guarantee you, his children are going to have the best and better than our children. We need to create something to where we have our own schools. But in this system, we can't do it. The reason why he's able to complete a school is because he is not foundational. There are plenty of black men out here that have tried to start schools and they were stopped. Every single time a foundational black man tries to do something to enable his community to do better, they always stop it. They always stop it. So Umar Johnson doing what he does and being able to accomplish what he's accomplished is not because he's black and he was able to do it. It's because he is Cuban. And he's looking out for his people, and the white supremacist racist man and woman know that. So they're going to let him create a school. They're going to let him build a school here because they know who is going to be going to that school. He's not here for foundational black Americans. He's not here for us. But if some of you are out here supporting this man and you're half FBA, maybe you're half FBA and you're Haitian, you're half FBA and Cuban, you're half FBA and, you know, whatever. Maybe this is the support system that you guys need. But myself, I'm full FBA. My family is not from the islands or nothing. We're straight FBA. So when I hear different people talk and I'm listening to them, and you know, in particular, this is about Dr. Umar Johnson, I'm paying attention to their words. This man talks and says things that we already know. He talks in circles. He repeats himself. And he points out things about our community. And he adds himself in it and says we and our. Because this is a part of the mind game of survival. Okay. Not saying anything bad about Cubans, but they do not see themselves as being a part of our community. They don't. Cubans are Cuban. That's it. You're never going to get anything other than that. You may, like I said, you may get some Cubans that don't fall in line with not supporting other people and being there for other people. But Dr. Umar Johnson is not your person. Okay. You need to look elsewhere. But a Cuban is going to stick with a Cuban no matter what. There may be some out there that'll do things for other races of people and, you know, things like that, that benefit. But for the most part, they are all Cubans stick together. They make their community strong and they keep their community strong. They're not looking outside of anywhere else to help them. They help themselves within. And they do whatever they can to make sure that their community stays strong. So that's my take on it. I was going to do a video and I was like, nah, this dude is not really worth that much of my time. I just got off doing work, doing some overtime. Ooh, shoot. And I just figured I would just put that out there for y'all. You guys take care. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me.